KLX Mobile.
Roger. Good afternoon, Mike. And this is N0TR.
N0TR and 6CLX.
Took the half day off. I'm going to go to the house and take a delivery on a van of you for the downstairs bathroom.
All right. Today will be the day to get it. Towards the end of the week, doesn't look so desirable.
Oh, it's good timing. I've been waiting a couple weeks since I ordered this thing. Today's the day. Then I get the bathroom almost back.
Well, we just spent a bunch of money on ours because I'm getting too old to do it myself. It's acting like every time I shower of an evening, and then Bernice goes shower, and halfway through it, the water turned cold. So it acted like the hot water tank. And we checked everything under the sun, and there went a Camaro at Mach 2. And, no, Corvette, I guess. Anyways, calling the guy called the factory and everything else, and I checked him. I knew exactly what he was doing, being an electrician and all, and the boy done everything right, and I need to goose it a little bit there. And it turns out, Mike, that it was the mixing valve in the master bath's shower. And it'd go about halfway through, and then it'd switch over to cold. And I guess it was a male valve, because it never did do it on me, but it did it on Bernice.
Crazy. I remember you talking about that water heater driving you nuts. It's all a valve doing it. That's weird.
What was the brand on that? No, I mean the shower thing. Mullen. And those are very good, but Jiminy had been in there since 1989, I'm sure. There was just one little old lady living there before we bought it. But, Mike, it looks very much like a hydraulic proportioning valve, the piston in it. It's about 6 inches long or more, and very complex, it really is. And you had to have a special tool to take it out with. But so far, knock on wood, we've not had any more problems with it.
From 89, I think I'd claim a warranty on that. Hi. That's for controlling the temperature?
I'm sure you could call it that. You know, you pull the knob out on the shower to start it, the water running, and then you can turn it left to right to give you hot or cold. It's just one valve. But we had a similar thing when I worked at a hospital my last year before I retired, and there was a valve went bad, and the patients were saying that they were getting scalded, and he had one in there to not ever let the temperature get above a certain point. I can't remember what that set point was, but it was inside of that shower head. So there are some variations out there, I'm sure, but I used to work on like GLG high lifts and condors and stuff, and they had hydraulic proportioning valves in them, and those handles up there you run them with, milliamps, either way, from zero be off to full on, and they were very complex, and hydraulic schematics are very complex.
Good thing you're talking about. I've got the same thing in the upstairs shower. I'm not going to say anything more because I don't want that going out.
That would be what? Just real quick, like 30, would be 26 and another 11, 30, 37 years old. Can't get nothing worth a darn anymore, can you?
You should be claiming a warranty. I mean, heck, that thing should be lifetime, right? N6CLX.
Well, I remember back in the old days, probably long before you was born, I had an old 53 Chevrolet 3100 truck with a six banger in it. They called it a Babbitt beater. And the battery was below the floorboard, which was pretty much rusted out. And so anyways, I went down to Penny's at the time at the mall up in Kansas. And it was 6 volt. And the guy come out, and he was a young man. And I kept a real stern face, like I was serious. And I'm changing lanes here. And I let him check it, and that battery's bad. And he said, that's a one-year battery, Tom. And he said, it's 7 years old. And I said, yeah, you can't get anything worth a dang anymore. I said, is there any warranty on it? You ever seen a kid's face?
Wait a minute, you're strange. Well, the battery was good. The truck was falling apart. What can I say?
The guys at work told me the only thing that was holding it together was I took a 4-inch paintbrush and I painted it a brown color over the yellow with Gibson's Best Fortune deck enamel. And they said that was the only thing holding that truck together.
On my windowsill.
Well, I've had those replaced, too. We put in vinyl ones years ago. They've been holding up pretty good, knock on wood. I'd hate to buy them now. They really rip you off on that stuff, but... Oh, well, if you don't know how to do it, what choice have you got? But this plumber was a master plumber, and he really was good. So I got no complaints. But I know for that anode rod, I had him change that in the water tank. The other one was 5 years old. And the anode rod is magnesium and steel and copper, I think. But at any rate, it decomposes itself to keep the sediment out of the tank. And that was, what was it, $300 for me? Yeah, it was a little over $300. And, I looked at the price of them, and they taught us in HVAC school when I went through that. They said, if you're going to make a go of it as a refrigeration man, which I wasn't, I just did it so I could service some of the equipment at our plant. They said you had to triple the price, and that's exactly what they do.
And you're lucky to make anything on it, because sometimes it works against you.
Well, you got to figure, they got workman's comp to pay, they got insurance to pay, they got a fleet of trucks to keep up, and, it's life. It sucks at times, but it's better than the alternative.
The reason they cost so much is because dummies like us, or me at least, we call them when the thing broke.
By the way, I seen gas was $2.23 a gallon at Sam's as we come out.
89 last time I filled up.
That's just amazing. And I remember when it was $4 a gallon. That really contributes to the economy a lot to get that gas price down. I'd like to see them get that strategic oil field back, but now that we control all of it, I don't know that it's as important. But the last administration drained it out in order to keep the gas prices down to remain popular, I guess. They say when a president's in there, no matter who, and I'm not taking sides, if gas prices go up, he gets unpopular. If they go down, he gets more popular.
We need to refill that thing. It seems like this world is falling apart. We're probably going to need it.
Well, they you're right, Mike. I don't know. I don't want to get into politics on here, but absolutely, Greenland is a strategic need for our country and has been for a long time. Actually, we should have reclaimed it after World War II. Other presidents have talked about it, but nobody's done it. And now they're squealing like a stuck hog. And it would be for the benefit not only of us, but of Greenland and of Europe. They're talking about building that Golden Dome with the anti-missile missiles. And we really need it if, let's say, for example, a sub was off of the coast there by Greenland or over the pole, and he launched one of those supersonic missiles they got nowadays, you'd have about a 2.5 minute warning time. That just ain't enough.
I don't understand it. You think people would understand the psychology of the current president, but they don't. They keep getting snookered and suckered into his comments and then make a knee-jerk reaction like what's happening today on the stock market. Whatever. All over Greenland, it's got 57,000 people and two dog sleds.
Greenland is as big as Texas and Alaska combined, actually bigger. And there's just nothing up there other than the Arctic and rare earth minerals and uninhabited lands. People don't realize every time they go to Europe, they fly the Great Circle when they take off out of anywhere. I don't care if it's Dallas or anything. They fly the Great Circle as the shortest path. And if they're going over to Europe, they're going over Greenland. I remember seeing that out there, Newfoundland and that. Man, there ain't nothing out there. I wouldn't want to be out there, I can tell you that for sure. I never did go through Arctic survival. I went through desert survival and regular survival school, but man, that being cold and wet would really stink.
Yep. Never figured out why they called it Greenland either.
Good point, Mike. Shoot. But back to the plumbing anyways. After all that work on that water tank, it wound up being a valve, so I think we solved the ambiguity, as they would say. And I'm sitting right next to a Greer police. Now, up in Kansas, we call them police, but down here, it's police.
And I call them sir.
That's one. Yeah, I can't imagine talking to police officers and federal ICE officers or ATF or any of those guys and not being respectful. I was stopped one time down here for changing lanes up on Wade Hampton, and I'm telling you that highway patrolman on that motorcycle looked like a United States Marine. I mean, there wasn't a piece of lint on that boy that was out of place. And he was very respectful and gave me a warning ticket. And I've only had 3 tickets in my life. And 2 of those were on motorcycles. And one of them I deserved, one of them I didn't. And the other one I turned left off of Broadway in Pittsburgh, Kansas at 10:30 at night after I picked up my sister at the bus station. And it was a new cop. And I got a ticket for $8.
Back when gas was 25 cents a gallon, too, then.
I remember it was 15.9, mostly 19.9. But, when I worked delivering drugs at Lindbergh Drugstore, I might add, I had to furnish my own motorcycle and my own gas. And that meant a lot, you know, and I got paid $1 an hour. We're standing by. I'm sure Mike got a phone call.
Yourself, are you standing by Bernice? W2T.
I'm sitting by Bernice, you wise guy. Like you're probably sitting by Lane. Oh, we're just passing the inland port, Rusty. I think Mike come back. I heard a little squeal like a double there. Go ahead, Rusty. W2TN0TR.
Elaine's in the house. She's doing some work in there vacuuming, and I've gotten out of her way. I'm out here in the shack trying to get me a cable made up to go from the new antenna over to the pass through, but coming into the shack. So right now I'm trying to work on something to get that done, and I also got to cut me a piece of coax off of the roll I've got here, off of the big stack of it I got. So trying to get rid of clearing out things, and found some old cables, some small, real small stuff that was used outside for about 10 years, so I've decided to junk it. And all this little small RG8X or whatever it is, the small stuff. So anyway, and all, I just heard you and guys talking on there, and I thought I'd throw my 2 cents worth in. Go ahead.
Had a phone call from the head honcho boss of the household.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. RG8X worked good on that, Rusty, at HF. I got the Shekel Island on 3 bands now. I was surprised last night, real late. They come on 80 meters. He wasn't too strong, but I was able to get in on the first try. That was amazing, because it's still pretty much a zoo.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, and things like that do happen. And all. Yeah, I've got that smaller stuff, but I need something a little bit heavier to feed this new antenna. It calls for something. It calls for RG8, and I've got some that's about that same size. I don't think it's RG8, but I think it's a different one of that. And I got to take the end off of it so I can get down to the wires, because I got to put nuts, lugs on them to bolt to the bottom of the antenna. It doesn't take regular connector. So anyway, that's what I'm doing today. And Dave's coming over to see me tomorrow, and we're going to look at things. And if I get this done, he may help me get my antenna up tomorrow. So we'll see what happens to him. And go ahead, Mike, W2G.
Rusty and Tom, I'm going to get out for a second. I was shanghaied. I got to go make a stop. So I'll be back in 6CLX. I'll be clear.
Nice visiting with you this morning. Don't pull out there. Wow. The way these cars approach these intersections just scares me to death at times. They act like they're going right on through them, and then they slam on the brakes. They walk among us, and they drive among us. Well, it sounds like you're getting her down, Rusty. As a general rule, that island would be very easy to work down there. It's just the fact that it's got a crowd trying to get in on it. And I'd never heard it before, but it's really a unique island. I mean, there is nothing on that sucker.
Pictures of it, the ones that the line showing it and everything. So anyway, and I had to stop. I was replacing a battery in the block that I have here. So anyway, yeah, I'm getting things a little more organized, getting rid of some old cable and things like that, trying to get rid of it. I need a little bit heavier cable to go outside, because they suggest you use the bigger cable and to handle the antenna itself and the weather, because it is mounted just above the ground, and you just wrap it with something. And they recommend that I wrap the two sides with plastic electrical tape, and after installing, coat with Corona Dope. And I'm not sure what that is, but I have some of that, what they call liquid tape. I'm going to put a coating of that on it. I got to go pick me up some more. I think what I got went bad.
This is N0TR with W2T. Well, Rusty, I checked at Lowe's in Greer just a few days ago, and they didn't have the kind I like. They had a can that's in yellow can, and I just don't like it. The type to get is GNB, the Golf and Bravo liquid electrical tape. And I know that they do have it at Home Depot. I wish this guy'd get out of my way and let me go by. He's up here BSing on the phone and running way below the speed limit out here. He won't get over pool and spa connection, idiot. I guess he gets paid by the hour, though.
Yeah, some folks don't like that. Some folks like that. I'm picking up some noise from somewhere this morning. It's like a sound in the background of this one on HF2, so I'm not sure what it is, but I've been checking it out, see what I can find, and see where it see where it's coming from. But I've got things on my antenna cables and everything else to help cool the sound. So I don't know. I will do some more looking around and see what I find, and do some more digging into it. Anyway, just thought I'd say hello. I heard you out there and thought I'd give you a holler and see what you were up to, and make sure you were staying out of trouble, because we don't want you to get in trouble. The War Department will probably make you sleep out in the out with the chicken. And all. Did you get their water situation straightened out?
You know, I went in the tin barn there, and I didn't remember it, but we had purchased a couple of they're 2 gallon, I think, waterers with a 100-watt heater in the bottom of them that is temperature controlled. It comes on below 32. And so we've replaced that other situation, and now we don't have to water near as often. And I let the little ones out into the yard, what we call the yard, inside the back pen, you know. And they're just adapting real fine. Chicken Man said they were ready to go outside, and I'd been keeping them in the coop there for a few days. And, man, they come out of that thing like they were shot out of it. So we didn't check them this morning because no need. They don't lay eggs yet. My daughter sent us a text this morning. She says, "This is the first time I ever run out of eggs."
Yeah, well, you'll start supplying her again soon, and all. Anyway, I'm going to let you go and see if Mike comes back, and I'm going to get back to working over here and trying to finish things, get these things. I want to keep things going and keep moving, try to get it all done. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TRW2T, 73 is on your final.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, remember that G&B. Now, you can order that from Amazon. They have it the next day. They carry it. I've ordered it there before. And that is good stuff. I like it because you can always peel it back off. And if you haven't bought tape yet, there's two types of Scotch. There's Scotch 33 and there's Scotch 88. Scotch 88 has a higher dielectric strength and a little tiny bit thicker. And it's for outdoor. Scotch 33 is not for outdoor. There's your tip of the day from an old electrician. This is N0TR.
0TR, K85WLS. Can you copy me, Tom?
Good morning, or good afternoon, Leroy. Sitting here looking at a 737 taking off at 14 in Buncombe, I guess it is, in the Bernice. Or Pelham, 14 in Pelham. How's your day going, Leroy?
Pretty good. I'm down here on Wade Hampton near Brushmore. Wait, got drug class this morning by the VA clinic to drop off some vaccine records. So head towards the house now. I was just going to make sure was driving slow ahead of
you. You're getting some chop, chop, chop in there, but I copied most of that down by the VA. Well, we had to go over there the other day to the dermatologist, and before Rusty says anything, they couldn't do anything for my face, so they had to treat me otherwise. I have to go in there every 6 months, but he did give me some pills this time for a little bit of a rash I had, and so seemed to be working good. I was trying to see if this guy was going to run over me here or not, though, Leroy. come straight at me. Oh, boy, sometimes the traffic out here is less than desirable. But it is the noon hour, and just getting over with.
Yesterday at the pharmacy.
The other day they messed up my LASIX prescription and I went in and talked to that young lady. They're really nice down there. They always treated me with great respect.
Anyways, my signal received getting a little bit worse, so let me let you go and I will talk to you later. N0TRK5WLL. Y'all have a good day, 73.
N0TR. Great to hear you, Leroy. Have a good day. This is N0TR. And we're just about to the Daughters where we're going to drop her off a rotisserie chicken from Sam's. Make them a nice dinner. See you later, Leroy. N0TR clear.